welcome back to Breaking the News. Where we talk about the news that no one shares, but everyone wants to hear.
Everyone.
I'm your host, Jake, and we're excited to get this podcast rolling. So we're going to start and turn it over to Maddie.
3, 2, 1. Okay, guys, today's topic is the power of compliments. So I was thinking about that today, and I think it'll be very interesting to hear kind of what our opinion is on compliments. And I think we should start out by defining what is a compliment. Mm-hmm. Anybody have any thoughts?
I think a compliment is just something positive that you want to highlight in someone's life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I think of a compliment.
I think a compliment from someone can be completely different to the person they're saying it to. Like, you might think it's a compliment to them, but the way that they receive that compliment can be completely different. So, like, I think it's very personal what a compliment is.
Mm. Yeah. I like that.
That's true. Word. And positive.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I was thinking, too, because today I was listening to this lady, and she was talking about how, like, when we want to serve people, we're like, ugh, like, we just feel so good when we serve or give something, mm-hmm. give a gift or say a compliment to someone or do any type of service. But then, like, that makes us feel good. Mm-hmm. So if someone doesn't accept it, it kind of just makes it not feel as good, you know? And so, like, we love giving service, so if we want others to have that same satisfaction, then it's nice to accept the compliment. Yeah. But I myself am very bad at accepting. Like, I feel like I'm always like, oh, no, like, my hair looks terrible. Thanks for saying that, though, but no.
Give me a hat.
Yeah. And instead of just saying, thank you, that's so nice. Like, literally just say thank you, and then that makes both of the people's days happier.
Mm. Yeah.
I think it's harder to, like, I think people think it's harder to deliver or give a compliment, but I think it's harder to receive a compliment or to receive something more times than it is to give. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but, like, mm-hmm. for me, when someone gives me a compliment, it's kind of like, oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with you. A lot of times, like, when it's on my hair or whatever it could be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But then it also makes you feel so good. But it doesn't make you feel as good when you, like, deny it, though. Because then you tell yourself that, oh, my hair looks bad. And then you believe into that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe we should just, like, believe, like, what other people tell us. I don't know. So just, like, doubt ourselves.
Yeah, I think it's true. Like, it depends on who it comes from, too. Mm-hmm. Like,
also how it's said.
Yeah, because you can tell sometimes when they're saying out of pity. Like, oh, your shirt is so cute, but it's, like, but it's wrinkled.
What?
Or if they're just like, your shirt's cute.
Yeah, like, your shirt's cute.
Like, I think the tone, like, really.
So maybe that's why it's harder to accept a compliment sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think, like, it's the same with, like, receiving, like, a gift of some sort. Like, if someone offers you a gift and then you reject it, it doesn't make that person that gave you the gift feel good. So I feel like if mm-hmm. you accept the gift, that'll fulfill their purpose or that'll make them feel happy. So, I mean, don't deny other people's, like, offerings or gifts to you, I guess.
Yes.
They're, like, sticking their neck out to, like, make you feel good, make you feel, like, better. So, just, like, show some gratitude. Thank them, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That word.
And, like, take the compliment to heart. Like,
believe that you're great.
Yeah. Like, believe in yourself.
Yeah.
No, really, though.
Very true.
Tell to yourself in the mirror. This girl the other day, I was in line at Target, and I just had a sweatshirt on, and she, like, came up and tapped me. I was having kind of a hard day, and she came up and tapped my shoulder, and she was like, hi, your sweatshirt looks really good with your hair. I'm sorry, like, this is so, I just needed to tell you that. And she said it like that, and then she turned and ran away, and I was like, oh, that literally highlighted my day. Mm-hmm. But then she was thinking, oh, like, that was so hard, but I was thinking, what if I didn't say thank you, or I just was like, eh. Like, then she would have felt double weird. Like, she already shouldn't have felt awkward for putting herself out there, because that was so nice of her. But that's so, like, we all do that, which is, why do we do that? You know?
I know, and I feel like sometimes it's harder to give a compliment when you've already given so many to people, and they're like, ah, oh, no. Like, the way they react to it makes you not want to compliment. Sometimes.
Brings bad vibes.
Yeah.
It's true. It reminds me of one time I held a door open for this lady, and, like, I don't know why, but I was kind of just mad or salty that she didn't say thank you. But, you know, I realized I'm not holding the door open to get something back. Mm. I'm just holding the door open out of just being a good person, just because I want to hold the door.
Your good intentions.
Yeah. So there's no, like, if you put something on there, like, if you're expecting something back, that's when you're going to expect probably failure, or something's not going to probably happen the way you'd like it to happen.
Yeah, you're not going to get those results. Yeah. I think that's true. Like, I mean, you don't have to expect anything. If you're going to give someone a compliment, you don't have to expect, like, anything in return. You just do it with good intention.
Yeah, and it shouldn't stop you from giving a compliment again.
Yeah.
It makes you feel so good to give a compliment. Like, it's energizing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but have you guys ever, like, had this happen? This is a terrible feeling. When you, like, feel it in your heart that you're like, I need to, like, talk to that person, or, like, say hi to them in the shopping line or whatever. And you don't do it. And then you feel like crap the rest of the day. But then I realize if you do it, it just, like, fuels you to do the next, like, good, like, prompting you have.
Yes.
But that literally sucks so bad when you're like, why didn't I just go say hi to them? Because we're like, oh, they're going to think I'm weird or whatever. But, like, I don't know. Why do we think that?
I don't know.
I feel like it's been, I don't know, like, it's so hard to, like, go up and talk to someone just out of the blue. I don't know. I feel like that's kind of the culture we have now. But I feel like if that was changed, I feel like, I don't know, we could do, we would.
It's hard to break the barrier.
I think what's worse is, like, that person that you wanted to go give a compliment or you felt like you needed to talk to, you don't do it, and then they come and talk to you, or, like, they do it, and you're like, no way, I was literally going to talk to you, but I didn't have the guts or courage, and, like, to me, that's what kind of wakes me up to, okay, I just need to do it. Just send it.
Yes.
Don't think, just do.
Yeah. Also, like, like, dating, like, that's just so awkward when you're with someone and you're, like, trying to, like, start a conversation. You have no idea what to say, so you just, you know, whatever. And then they just reject everything. I feel like, especially for guys, like, they kind of go out of the way more to say things in, like, the dating situation. And then girls are probably so rude. And
keep the conversation going.
Just this is where gap year is great.
No, yeah, but I do feel bad about that, you know? Like, or when somebody just tries to do something nice for you, just, like,
just
accept it. That is me talking to myself right now. Like, why don't you just say thank you and just say thank you?
Yeah.
That makes their efforts feel worth it, too.
Very true.
Like, oh my gosh, I just made their day, you know?
I feel like one of the, like, the joys in life is, like, meeting new people and, like, like, getting those, like, sharing, like, different experiences with them, and then, like, seeing, like, their background and what, I don't know, getting to know them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and a good way to start, like, a relationship or friendship or whatever is by a compliment.
Yeah, I was
Knowing how to do that, and you can kind of tell by the way they react to it, but yeah.
Easiest conversation starter. I bet we could all name, like, five people in our lives, like, way quick that we met by just a random scenario like that. That started with a compliment, you know?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Very true.
Emily, I know that, like, being out of high school, I feel like it's easier to be more, like, give compliments or just talk to random people. I don't know why I felt, like, that boost after high school for some reason. I was like, oh, I don't care anymore, like, popularity, whatever. That doesn't even matter anymore because everybody's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
But in high school, I feel like I was especially like that. And it was just so, like, never accept a compliment. Like, it's just like, oh, no, I suck. I'm like,
I'm going to the gym tonight, guys. Stop, okay?
Yeah, I just made that shot, but it was laundry day,
okay? I'm sorry.
And then, like, you never want to, like, go out of your way to talk to anybody. This is how I felt. Okay. I didn't want to, like, go out of my way to, like, talk to, like, any of the cool people or anything. Mm. But it's just, like, why wouldn't I just be, like, oh, if I like your shoes, why wouldn't I talk? Anyways, what I'm getting at is, like, how do you feel the vibe is in high school? Because I felt like it was a little, like, more shallow and, like, harder to
do. Yeah. It's, like, there's, like, a hierarchy type thing, you know? Like,
pyramid.
Yeah, like, you know, the populars.
Thank you for dumbing it down for me.
Yeah.
Dog eat dog.
Oh, wow. And, I don't know, I think it's kind of hard to talk to some of those kids just because I feel like they already think so high of themselves just because they're, like, so popular and have all these friends and have make out with all these boys. I don't know. So I figured, oh, they're, like, they have the confidence of, like, I don't know, like, the best confidence in the world.
Does that change, like, if you're going to compliment someone, if they're, like, already confident, would you still not, like, compliment their shoe or, like, something you really liked about them, even
that's
though
a good point.
I feel like I'm less likely to compliment like an already confident person just because it's easier to talk to somebody who's less confident, you know?
Like, do you think they're more open to receiving that compliment if don't have that status?
I feel like kind of, because I don't know, some a lot of people seems like a lot of the kids higher up in the social chain already like get complimented by people, but the people lower down like don't ever receive compliments.
Yeah.
And so like when you do, it makes their day. And so I feel like, I don't know.
That makes sense.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I like what you both said about confidence. I feel like that's the major key. Because if you're not confident in yourself, then I'm like, oh, I can't talk to them. But then there are those days when you're, like, randomly by the popular person, and if you're feeling confident in yourself, then you're just going to be like, oh, like, why would I not tell them that their shoes are cool?
Yeah.
That's not going to offend them. And then you find out that they're actually really nice, and they're not, like, a snobby popular person. You know, like, I think it depends a lot, at least for me, I would say, like, on my confidence that day. Because if I'm feeling terrible, then it's harder to go outside of yourself.
Yeah, very true.
And you talk yourself out of it.
Yeah.
I remember last year, so I'm at this brand new school, and there is, like, I had this class with, like, every single popular girl at the school that was in it, and I didn't say, like, anything in that class, and I didn't even talk to anybody in that class, because I just didn't know anyone, and I guess I'm kind of shy around the popular type people. But there was this girl, and I literally came in wearing sweats, and she was like, whoa, I love your outfit. And I was like, oh, thank you. But like, that made my day, because I thought I looked like trash and I didn't even care. Yet this
the popular girl.
Yeah, like this girl that dresses like in a dress every day and like nice shoes, she comes and compliments me. So I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, a compliment really can, like, affect somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's a good point. Like, if you get a compliment from somebody you look up to, I think that goes a lot further. I'm not saying, like, the other compliments aren't, you know, as meaningful, but I think if somebody that you really look up to or think is popular compliments you for maybe something that you look up to them for, that really just changes your day and your outlook maybe on yourself, on that person, and probably other people that are complimenting you as well.
Yeah. Did you feel, like, along with that's exactly what I was thinking, like, did you feel more, or, like, less intimidated by her, too, after she said that?
Yeah.
You're like, she's just a normal person. Like, oh, that's good.
Like, I realized more that she's, like...
You can connect better with her after that?
Yeah, like, she's just like me. Like, all of them are just like me. They... Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
I feel like we're, like, all on the same, like, level as far as, like, worth goes. But, like, we ourselves put, like, people on different pedestals, like, on the pyramid. But then you realize that they're just like you.
Hierarchy is different for each person.
Yeah. Bingo.
I think a great example is Hannah Montana.
Let's hear it.
Okay, thank you. It might be a stretch. It might be a stretch, so we can't
go wrong with
this,
that route.
But Miley Stewart, right? She is a little country girl in Malibu. She's not very popular. She has Lily, Oliver, you know the plot. So a compliment from her, like, to Amber and Ashley.
Oh.
I know. Would if, like, she complimented them, they would just be like, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. But however, if it was Hannah Montana, this famous pop star that complimented them, they would be like, oh my goodness, thank you so much, blah blah blah, you know.
Yeah, they're like seeking her opinion.
Yeah. So it's just kind of weird with, like, how popularity
affects the way how you feel about a compliment.
Yeah.
Which is, like, so
weird.
But I'm just like, so, like, if a 5-year-old compliments me, says, hey, I like your outfit, I'd be like, okay, kind of take it with a grain of salt. But if, like, a fashion inspiration, like Zendaya or somebody was like, hey, I like your outfit, then that would make my life. But it's interesting because, like, wouldn't they, I don't know, would
they both put the same amount of effort in?
Yeah, is it wrong that I'm, like, not taking them equally? Those compliments equally.
Because what if that 5-year-old becomes the next Zendaya?
Yeah, exactly.
And they both put the same amount of effort into, like, saying that, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that's making me think.
That's true. I think, we put those, we put the pyramid together of, like,
we do.
We think is, we compare ourselves.
I think the pyramid changes too. Like, it can change so fast from where you think one person is to, like, something happens, then they're somewhere else. And so, like, that compliment really can vary depending on the time of your life and where you're at.
Very true. Okay, so, like, how can we now, this has been really good brainstorming session.
Yes.
How can we, like, go put this into practice? Be like, give genuine compliments and receive them and then not compare ourselves and be confident. Yeah, that was a loaded question, but okay, basically, like, how can we, like, apply all this now?
Mm-hmm.
I like what Jake said. He said, don't think, just do. So I think, like, when it comes to compliments, just go, and if you see something you like about someone, just go and say it, and then be confident. Don't expect something in return, just do it out of your good intentions.
Yes. Touché.
Literally nothing bad can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only way it can,
it's just all in our head.
Something bad could happen only if you think it happened. Like, something bad happened.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah,
like, Maddie's, yeah, it's all in your head.
Okay. And then, like, okay, so, like, should we do a little practice? Okay.
Do you want to do it, Simley?
I will. Okay. Maddie, I really, really love the way that you look in those earrings.
I hate these earrings, and they're, like, so old, and I got them for $2 at Walmart. Like, I just hate them. And just think, okay.
So, like, that's what I'm not going to do.
So, how do you feel, though? How do you feel after she said that?
That, like, made me...
Did
you
put
yourself out there, and then I just let you hang there.
Yeah. Did you put something, like, did you expect something good to happen there?
I did. Yeah. See, that's what I need to work on. Because no matter what she would have said, I would have to just deal with it, right? Because
you'd be like, I did my part. Like, not that you...
Yeah.
Because, like, whatever, if you're... I feel like you're basing your happiness off that other person.
Reaction.
If you decide to... Whatever they say is how I'm going to feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, your happiness is you're happy that they look good in those earrings. Mm-hmm. Therefore... If they don't think that, that doesn't affect your happiness.
Yes. Like, okay, that's what I'm going to work on.
Okay, yeah. But it does help when I'm like, okay, say it again.
Okay. I love your earrings.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, that just brought me to another thing.
Thank you so much.
The ice was broken, the guard was down. Like, that was...
Okay, how do you guys feel about this? So, like, a follow-up compliment. Be like, oh my gosh, Sammy, your earrings are also so cute. Like, we're kind of wearing similar ones, but, like,
yeah,
Sammy's, I think, are so cute. How do you do that without it seeming like it's ingenuine, where it's just like, oh, thanks, your jacket's cool. Like, like, just like, like, turn the tables that quick, you know?
That's facts. That's good.
You know, like, let them still have their moment of be like, okay, they gave that compliment, because sometimes the best service you can do is let someone serve you. So sometimes it's nice just to be like, okay, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Like, and that just makes their day, you know?
Yeah.
Or be like, I really appreciated that. That was so nice of you to say.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good. I think that's good.
But also, like, I think it is fine, like, if you notice something about them and be like, oh, yeah, I was noticing you're this, too. And, like, it's so cool. Jake, your beanie is sick.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
The pom-pom at the top.
Thank you so much.
Immaculate.
I was waiting for someone to say something.
Thank you for accepting it.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the more you give compliments, the better you are at receiving it. So, like, if you give a compliment to someone, I think the way that they receive that compliment can help you understand maybe, like, maybe not necessarily if they give more compliments, but maybe how they feel about others and themselves. Because I think the more confident you are, the more you are able to give a compliment, mm-hmm. and the better you are to receive that compliment. I don't know if that...
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen this Vine, but it's, like, she's, like, I don't know, it's this little girl, and she compliments this other girl, and then the other girl goes off and like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I really didn't think I looked that good today, and blah, blah, blah. And then the girl's like, why can't you just take the freaking compliment? Have you seen that?
Yeah,
something like that. And it's like, because it just gets awkward. Mm-hmm. After.
Yeah, it does.
It gets so awkward. Like, just take the compliment, you know? That's like, if I complimented someone and they were like, really, I didn't even try that hard, and blah, blah, blah. And I would smile and, like, nod, but I would be thinking, I wish I didn't compliment you now.
And there goes your chance of, like, having the conversation, like, we were talking about, like, how Nate said, keep the conversation going. Like, if you shut down the compliment, then it's just, like, But if you accept it, and then it's, like, boom, then you have, like, this conversation that can go on for hours, you know?
I think another thing that I need to, like, work on is actually being aware of, like, what people are wearing and what people are saying and stuff.
Like, maybe, like...
You just hear it, and you're like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. Because, I don't know, like, you were saying, like, to bounce back and forth, like, sometimes I probably does sound fake, because I'm like, oh, yeah, you look good, too. But, like, I just don't even notice. So I need to be, like, more aware.
Oh, it's kind of like one of those, you just say it just to say it. Like, you didn't even look before you said it, you just said it.
Yeah. Like, oh, thank you, you look nice, too.
Yeah.
But I don't really think
that. I do
that
so much.
But I was just thinking, like, should you be, like, a person that, like, goes and seeks out, be like, okay, I want to go, like, be the first to compliment someone instead of them compliment me first. Like, go out of your way to be like, oh, I want to go, they look with their heads down, what can I say to them? So that you can, like, go compliment them. Mm-hmm. Or, obviously, if you genuinely see something, like, Nate's jacket is so cool. Like, I'm gonna go tell him that. You know, so I feel like there's a couple.
Yeah,
you're so
you
welcome.
You make the jacket cool,
Jake. And the way you, Nate, the way you wear it.
It's been my day. Oh, the
not just the jacket. The way you wear the jacket.
Oh my gosh, like, my day.
You wear the jacket. It doesn't wear you.
You're the reason the jacket is cool. If you weren't wearing it, I wouldn't want to wear that jacket.
Yeah. If I wore it, oh no.
It's like Christmas morning.
You
stop.
Best
you're about to make his day.
Best day ever.
Emily's fit.
Should have said this in the morning, darn it.
She has a turtleneck on. Christmas trees, and then she has a Nike sweater,
nice,
and then she has some, like,
a felt, nice little
flannel
button up
jacket. Wow.
And she's on
really
fire. She's girl on fire.
Oh, you're so
too bad
sweet.
It's a podcast.
Oh,
I wish you could see this.
Let's paint a picture for you.
I don't know. Okay. I think that was.
All right, Emily's gonna ditch us.
Any last words?
Just really be open to giving compliments and especially to receiving them. Like, just take the compliment and
light the world.
And light that world.
Yes.
Love it.
Wow. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Godspeed.
You will be so missed. You have no idea.
Oh.
Have a blessed night.
Be safe. Yeah.
Yeah. Be safe.
Thank you.
Okay. Feels a little lonelier
Batty.
At this table now, but we'll continue on.
Okay. But sometimes, okay, guys, the thing with compliments. Oh, that was a loud shout. Okay. So sometimes, like, I would get really mad at Maddie because she would always compliment, like, what I looked like. And, like, she'd always be like, oh, I'm cute. Like, as soon as I'd come out of the door, she'd be like, oh my gosh, your outfit. Like every single day you would do that.
Really?
Yeah. I'd be like, why don't you care about how I act or like anything?
That's good.
And I like exploded on her. I was like, yeah. Why don't you care about like if I was nice to you or like something about my personality?
Okay, that's because people who because those are the better compliments.
True.
When it's like
that's what I'm
the thing about you, not like the jacket yeah. that you bought style. Somewhere. It's like yeah. what you worked on in yourself, like your heart
yeah.
is so nice. Oh. Like it's so
yeah.
Your heart's what makes heart. That jacket look
yeah,
so good.
Your
that just because it affects your smile yeah. and affects your posture and that's why you wear the jacket the way you do.
Because people who base so your good. Relationship off of your appearance is not very good. I heard.
Unfirm.
You heard.
Like, if all they care about is what you look like.
Built that on sand.
Just don't care about your personality.
No.
Especially, yeah, if you're dating, if all they care about is, like, how you look and stuff, that's a red flag.
Okay, wait, true. Sammy, this is, like, the most valid point.
Really? Did I say something?
I think you just opened up another, like.
Did like I mention
that's
something?
So true.
But like, thank you for the compliments. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
it means it goes more deeper. When it's like something you worked on, or like, it is cool, babe, to be like, oh, you're like, Jake's fit also
yeah.
fire.
Yeah.
But like, he put time into that to like make it, so that's cool. But like, a more like a nicer compliment would be like, Jake, you're so like genuine,
mm-hmm.
and like you,
yeah.
your smile's really nice. Like I like how you're
thank you. Oh
doing
my God.
That. You know, like just
yeah.
be more.
Yeah. Like,
the deeper, more detailed.
Yeah.
I feel like if you know the person, you can go deeper. You can just
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
so like if you're if
it's
a
stranger, you can
yeah.
like compliment the way they look
yeah,
and stuff.
That's
but
and you have to like know them.
Uh huh. But once you like get that relationship going, you can like you can go deeper and like
of course.
Yeah,
give them deeper
below
compliments.
Below sea level.
Exactly. Where the fish swim.
Yeah, we aren't here for that shallow stuff anymore.
Yeah.
That shallow stuff.
Dive in.
That's shallow. If we're not knee deep, then we're not deep enough.
Okay. Excellent.
That audio is gonna be great.
Oh gosh.
Look at that screen.
We need to clip that. We need to clip that.
Yeah, that was.
We'll put a warning in before that happens.
Yeah, that was like dog whistle pitch. Hide your dogs.
Get the dolphins out here.
Hide your kids.
Hide your kids.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Wait. Yeah. Does anybody want to like? Does anybody have any like experiences of like something that made you feel really good? Like a best compliment? Like, Sammy, has
oh,
someone
wow.
ever been like, "Oh, your heart is really nice," or like, has a girl like, maybe on like a date or something?
Multiple.
One of you guys ever been like, you just try like, I feel like boys get so bad in the dating scene, like girls just shut it down. But then also some, it goes both ways. Like if the other person's just not. Carrying on the compliment or like
yeah.
the
mm-hmm.
conversation and
mm-hmm.
not working with the compliment, then it just dies. But I feel like,
yeah.
do anybody have anything that they wanna share? If not, then that's okay.
I know I've had a few compliments where I'm like, oh, that's probably the best compliment I've ever had, but I can't remember them. But yeah, most of them are like personality based.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ones where they're like, oh, you light up a room, and like, I don't know, just
mm-hmm.
those ones that are like. Really meaningful.
The ones that you like haven't heard before.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
think those ones
yeah.
kinda like, oh
mm-hmm.
that like thank you.
It's
yes.
not like a copy and paste kinda compliment.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the delivery I feel like is like can really make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
For sure. Oh, we don't have the sound.
Dang it.
Okay,
that's
we all
okay.
have to make a buzzer beater okay. sound on
three, two, one.
You know what that means. You know what time it is, guys.
It's question time.
I'm gonna
okay, Sammy's going to
pick. I
picked
last time, but I'm going to pick.
Sammy's going to pick.
Perfect.
Oh. It'll be good.
She's double dipping.
Okay, Blue Bear.
Okay.
Oh, we did this one last week.
What inedible thing do you wish you could eat?
Oh my goodness.
Oh. Mm. Wow.
Mm.
I wish something came to mind for me.
I want to say it, but I don't think I should.
Do
say
it.
Come on. Say it. This is a safe space.
Well, it's like, you know that saying where it's like, oh, you're so cute, I can eat you up.
Oh, no.
It's like,
oh, God.
It's like, with like,
like that baby's so cute.
Like a like a little puppy, you see a little puppy, it's like, oh, you're so cute, I eat you up.
Oh my, you can eat puppies.
Baby.
You shouldn't though, you shouldn't.
I mean, it's not like I'd eat it, it's just like, I can't mind.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Didn't expect that.
Okay, nice. No, I feel that
main course meal.
No, that's
puppy litter.
Okay, that was perfect. Great.
Wow, that was
I don't think I could.
I was thinking like something. I don't know, gold or something.
Oh,
okay. Like,
okay.
See what that tastes
you'll,
like.
You would buy
ingot,
gold,
like a little nugget.
Minecraft?
Yeah. Little what Minecraft tastes like.
Increasing his
diamond.
Value.
I feel like diamond would taste like a cool blue Powerade or
yeah,
something.
Okay, yeah. I like
gold,
the
gold blood.
Oh, tea. Gasoline.
Oh, okay.
You
I really
you
like
get,
the smell.
Would it, the smell gets you, right? If you could eat that?
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Grandma
that's
likes that.
Goodness.
Grandma woman likes to smell of gas.
Yeah.
I think
do
it's
we all
nice
like
sometimes.
The smell of gas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys like the smell of coffee? I don't like the smell of coffee.
I love the smell of coffee.
I like really? The smell.
Just because it reminds me of the airport, and I love the airport.
Mm. Sometimes it's nice, but sometimes it kind of makes me like
the airport.
Full.
I would totally. What does an airplane taste like?
Oh.
Airport.
Heaven, probably, because I love an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
St. George
we
House.
Love an airplane.
Oh, love to fly.
Oh my
or like, pretty basic answer, but like a candle.
Mm. Oh yeah,
or
a candle.
Like,
oh, yeah.
A palm tree. I can't believe Nate went with the living creature. That was really.
Oh,
that was deep.
Don't get it twisted now.
No, it's just.
We're
like
not twisting. I'm just.
I'm just shocked.
The click. The title of this: Nate eats babies.
Nate has a child.
I get what you're saying. Anything for me?
Maybe like a Krabby Patty.
Oh, great answer.
Ooh, love it.
Those always look so
some
good.
Some like fictional like food. That's
yeah.
good.
Ooh, like those Max and Ruby, the fruit snacks that they always ate. The like
oh, yeah.
Gusher ones.
Mm.
Oh my gosh.
They made those look
oh,
great.
Wow. Wow, that's actually, I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So you do one more question?
Let's do it. Who wants to pick?
I'll pick.
Great, Nate. We're running out of questions.
If you couldn't live in the USA, where would you live?
Mm.
Oh my
okay.
gosh. Tough.
My goodness.
This is hard because I don't know.
I
could go multiple routes.
Because
like,
it's not like,
tropical.
Where's your dream place to visit? Like,
yeah.
that's not the question. It's like, where would you live?
Where would
you
do you
want
to
live somewhere like rural, urban? I don't know.
With my family.
Where, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's hard because like, everyone else that I would know would be in Utah. So
okay, what if
yeah.
it was just you, though?
Like, you're the only person left on the planet.
Okay.
Where
oh.
would you want to live?
Okay, yeah. I like that.
That's good. Wow.
I want to say Fiji, but realistically, I'd probably do somewhere in Europe.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
do you have a specific... Germany.
Austria.
I'm just thinking of, like,
Yugoslavia. Italy.
Oh.
Yeah. You
Italy.
Want the beach?
Italy? Oh, she wants Italy.
Or do you want yeah. inland?
I kind of just want it all.
Okay. That's valid.
Okay, Sharpay.
I want the bottom of the shoe of Italy.
Oh. Oh.
I think you just, wow.
I wish I could tell you what
yeah.
part that was called.
So, I don't really know.
Way to draw us a picture there. That was
yeah.
really good.
Okay, and then you
you're welcome.
Even though you're the only person left on the planet, you still get to eat all the food.
Yeah.
And like
it's true.
The
they have
music
good food.
And like the
yeah.
culture is still there, but it's just
you.
Yeah. And pizza is my favorite food, so
okay.
I have a heyday.
I like that.
There's no hay in... No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Shouldn't have said that.
Do you have...
Yeah.
Do you have it?
I don't know. What you know what comes to mind? It's like... an island of some sort. I don't know where.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
Some
but
equator.
It has to be warm.
You're
gonna
say
it's got to be warm.
Oh, I know what Jake's
yeah,
going to say.
I'd probably just live on the beach.
Oh,
all right, Jake. You're itching to say it.
What? I want a place with a beach. My first go-to, this has been like my dream since a child, is Sydney, Australia.
Oh.
Or
Aussie.
Melbourne, Australian.
Okay.
Australia.
Okay. He likes it. And you would get that accent.
I would love the accent. I think the accent would be great.
That would come with it.
If not Australia, that's then good. Maybe like Bora Bora or something like that.
Yep.
Bora Bora.
So that's kind of that's where I'm leaning. If I wanted history, I'd probably go like England.
Mm-hmm.
Something somewhere in Europe.
Yeah, okay. Somewhere in Europe.
That
too.
Cool like architecture.
If I'm if we're thinking more like city, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But beach, Fiji, Bora Bora.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds like we're not really wanting cold places so far.
Yeah.
Are we going to change that, Maddie? Or are we thinking?
I think we're going to stick with that.
Okay.
I would love to live in
Antarctica.
Okay, I was thinking, like, I know it's so basic, North but I Pole. Don't really know what other islands look like. So, like, for right now, I'll just have to say, like, Hawaii would be cool because you get mountains
Hawaii.
And the beach. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Oh, I like that.
But
yeah.
I also,
that's
like,
good.
Mexican food is, like, the best food.
Oh.
And
okay.
You could also get a beach there, and it's hot, and, like, good vibes, good...
Yeah.
Are we talking east side of Mexico or west side? Big difference. Big difference here.
Oof. Southern. Southern.
Southern. Southern. So like that by Panama, are we talking? Or
we're talking like kind of down there by Cancun.
Cancun, okay.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's western. Is that?
Southwest.
Yeah.
Southwest, yeah.
Southwest.
Okay. That's not
wait.
Bad.
I picked the west part. Too.
You take west?
Southwest. West part.
Yeah, isn't that the south?
Yeah.
It's on the east. It's like below Florida, though.
Yeah.
So just kidding. It's on the east.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm mistaken.
We had it flipped,
southeast.
But I think.
Yeah, we flipped.
Southeast is what we said.
Yep.
We said southwest, but
we meant
southeast. Southeast.
So if we're the last four on the planet, we're all going different directions, basically.
We're staying close to the equator. Close to the equator, but we're going to be different areas of the world.
Yeah. All right.
I love it.
Jake's going to try to get to Australia, but he's going to end up in China.
Excuse me. Excuse me. They're pretty close.
Oh my god.
Guys, we would love to hear in the comments what your answer to these questions would be.
Yeah, what would your responses to like giving a compliment or receiving a compliment? What would that be? Because we just talked about some.
Help
but
a girl out.
Yeah.
We invite you to set a goal too to be like, okay, I'm gonna. React first with a smile when they compliment me, or just how you can work on accepting compliments better and build confidence in yourself so you can give compliments and feel good that way too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, until next time.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, guys.
TTYL.
XOX.